I was sitting with Bert and Evie. Evie had their cockapoo Quince head on her lap and was staring into space. Bert was absently patting Quince head on the head and rhythmically stroking his back while he told me what had happened.
This morning when we woke up, Quince head's stomach was huge, bloated.
Too big, said Evie.
Not normal big, said Bert.
Because sometimes when they eat too much, it gets big, said Evie.
You can tell easier with little dogs like Quince head.
It shows more.
The big dogs don't show so much.
Not that we ever had a big dog.
'Cause we haven't.
I prefer a dog that can sit in my lap.
We always get Evie lap dogs.
So, they said together, as if this were a logical pausing place in their narrative. I waited patiently. They were looking out the window at the storm with unseeing eyes. The rain poured down and the wind howled. It was probably the last real winter blow. The storm had started that morning. We had been able to hear the surf, even in our classes at school, pounding the shore, flinging spray. I had been sitting in class thinking that when the earth shakes like this, what you need is some solid ground beneath your feet, such as the bedrock of multiplication, where if you multiply correctly, you always get the same sum. But one look outside tells you how it is all just an invention in the end. What do we really know? Everything we know is just something someone made up. I like to cook, and you would think one of cooking's reassuring aspects would be that if you make the same recipe the same way, it always comes out the same. This would be a nice antidote to random events if what you always wanted was a peach melba. But anyone who cooks a lot can tell you that it is hogwash. You can make the same recipe the same way a dozen times, and each time it comes out differently. There are whole days when everything you cook comes out terribly, and others when you can do no wrong. So many factors you will never be aware of are involved. Anyone who thinks they've got it all scoped out is in for a few surprises. I'd nudged Eleanor, who sits next to me, and continued this thought out loud. So, if you're going to make something up, you might as well make sure it is something good. Just like if you don't know what is going to happen and have to assume, you might as well assume something good. She'd looked at me blankly. She hates it when I nudge and whisper during class, even though our teacher, Miss Conan, is extremely tolerant. Miss Conan doesn't mind the odd communication while she's talking, and she reads us essays by people like Walt Whitman and Mary Oliver, because she credits us all with at least as much intelligence as we have. I could see Eleanor turning to look out the window, and her brow furrowing again as she thought about what I'd said. I know mine is just one way of seeing things, that this was what I saw in the storm. I'd been hoping, as always, for a meeting of the minds, but she just whispered, "Oh, great, indoor gym again." I'd turned back to watch the ocean. It looked like the sea was flinging bedsheets over a bed that refused to stay made. It could not make the sheets lie flat and neat and tidy. Waves bunched up and wrinkled and lifted high into the air to be flung across their seabeds once more. Order and disorder, order and disorder, I'd thought, staring out the window, until Miss Conan called on me. That snapped me too, and looking down at my textbook to answer her question, I'd realized that the last time I had looked at my book, we were still on math, but it turned out they had moved on to Canadian history and the settling of the plains. Miss Conan turned tactfully to someone else while I switched books and caught up. We were now apparently talking about the Doukhobors, who walked naked across Saskatchewan. We all live in uncertainty, and people will do amazing things in their need to get a grip, even, it would seem, naked protest parades, said Miss Conan. I drifted back to the window and wondered if my father, who is a fisherman, had docked his boat yet, or had come in early before the storm started. I was a little concerned, because the previous year, he and my mother had been lost at sea during a bad winter storm.